Hey, would you like me to wash your car?
Yes.
Don't
be brilliant.
Great.
No, he's offering to wash the car.
That'll be 15 quid.
Ah, he got me.
Yeah.
Cash up front.
God damn it.
Yeah, I told you not to do it.
I don't have any cash.
It's okay. You can do contactless. Here you go. Let me just enter that. And I'll hotspot that onto my phone.
Hold on. Okay, just...
Oh, is that your phone on the dash? If I hold it near, will it... I can just go through like that. 15 quid.
It just went through the windshield.
Yeah.
What? NFC connections are so strong.
That feels like it shouldn't have been near... Yeah, there's 15. Yeah, I see the notification.
It's gonna take 40 minutes.
What? We're going...
You want a thorough job, right?
I mean, I do.
Pull in from the traffic
light, so...
and I'll wash it.
Okay.
Fine, okay.
Fine.
If you go into a lay-by over there, there's another car that's just about to pull up.
Is he also...
Molly has that, so she's done with that, and then I'll get into there.
Okay, fine. All right. I was so happy when he said he would wash the car.
I know, and I told you not to. He was wearing a...
The car hasn't been washed in so long, and I'm so ashamed.
Yeah, but he was wearing a little cap. You can't trust a kid in a cap.
I don't know. My cousin wears a cap. I trust him.
Why? You're wrong to.
I trust him.
Really?
Yeah. It's just... I don't think a cap is a sign of inherent untrustworthiness.
It is. I didn't want to have to tell you, but your cousin's a little cock.
Yeah, I mean, he's been... you trust him.
Yeah, you trust him to be a little cock.
Okay, how about this? I gave him £500, and he's going to turn it into £750.
Why? He's going to lose money?
No, he's...
He's going to buy something and give you change?
Okay, so the way... It's all about passive income, okay?
Right? Jesus Christ.
So he's going to buy, the rights to, an audiobook, and then he's going to put it on Spotify.
Fellas, I'm going to have to ask you to get out of the car.
What?
While we wash and valet.
Oh, valet, too. Well, that's better value for money, I guess.
Okay, so someone for us to...
That's an additional 10. Thank you.
I'm gonna turn NFC off. This is costing me too much.
Oh, they have a little coffee stand. Let's go over to the coffee stand.
Okay,
that's
right.
Something.
Yeah.
You fellas have a good time. I'll be with you in an hour and a half.
Welcome back to Dunbracken.
Dad, I need you to phone up the school. They took my pocket knife off me again.
You didn't stop them?
I didn't think that they were going to even risk taking it off me again, but they did. And, now I'm defenseless.
I gave you the knife to protect, attack, and defend. And you didn't stab them. You let them take the knife from you.
Well...
Maybe it serves you right that you don't have the knife. I don't think you deserve it.
They did it when I wasn't looking. They did it whenever I was out at PE.
That's not good enough. You should always be looking. You should carry that knife, especially when you're in PE.
What if I fell?
You shouldn't fall. You should be ready to take down your opponents. Cut an Achilles.
It was the hurdles.
Cut an Achilles for the hurdles. Cut down a hurdle that's in front of you. Think of the many ways you can use a knife.
Yeah, Dad, I need you to phone them up.
I'm not going to phone them up. I'm going to show up at the school with my knife. I'm coming for the knife, if that's what you want.
I want my knife back, please. I mean, fuck you.
Sorry, say that again.
Fuck you, Dad. I want my fucking knife back, please. Thank you.
I told you to fight with a knife, not with your words. This is disappointing. Give me one good reason why I shouldn't just stab you right now. What was that? Are you laughing at the idea that I wouldn't stab my own child?
I think you would.
I would?
Yeah, I think you would stab me. As dads go, you're hard. You'd do that. You'd kill your only child.
Kill my brothers.
And your siblings. And your parents. We have each other, and that's it. So that's why you can't kill me, because if you kill me, you're on your own.
My parents were an accident. Okay. The siblings, intentional. The parents, an unfortunate accident. While taking out the siblings. And I don't need you.
What? Yeah. I get that you don't need me.
Sounds like you need me. You need me to get that knife.
Yeah, because they're not going to hand it over to me because I'm under 18.
You don't deserve the knife. Do you know what you deserve? This rolling pin.
Oh, I mean, yeah, this would bludgeon someone.
Exactly.
Pretty good.
Clubbing is harder to do. A single stab could take someone out. But if you're going to kill someone with a rolling pin, you need to commit. You might need to bludgeon someone 20 times to be able to take them out. You need to become desensitized. You need to do what you need to do to get the job done. I killed a baker. That's where I got this rolling pin from. I took it out of their hands, looked them in the eyes. 19 hits to the cranium.
Not 20. You just said 20.
I did 19, and I left them. I left them there. They died shortly after. I wanted them to know what happened. I didn't want to take them out with a 20th blow, and that to be it. I wanted them to really feel what had become of them.
Dad, I feel like if you'd given me a better knife to begin with.
A better knife?
Yeah, you gave me a pocket knife.
That's a starting knife. And you can't even use it. You've lost it. If I had given you a better knife.
It was confiscated.
It would be taken as well. You think I would give you my brother's knife?
Well, no, you killed him for the knife.
Exactly. I would not give that up. You'd have to kill me to get my brother's knife. In fact, give me that rolling pin back. If you want the rolling pin, you're going to have to kill me. I'm offering you up my head.
With my bare hands?
No, with a rolling pin. I'm offering
you
up.
You just took it back.
So that I can give it back to you in ceremony. I lay my head down in front of you. 20 bludgeons if you must.
You do you have anything else to be at today? Like, are you good if I do this now?
I was writing in my diary this morning how I had hope for my child. While there have been times where I have given up hope, I've persisted day in, day out. Sometimes I question myself, could I have done? Maybe I could have been a loving father, but that's not the way I operate.
Should I just get started?
You're using your words again, just act. That's a very, like, tap off the rolling pin. If you're going to bludgeon someone, do it hard. I'm taking it back.
No, that. I thought that was the door.
Hello?
Oh, Christ, it's the baker. Oh. I thought you were dead.
Oh. Huh?
Oh, son, do this man a favor. I give you the rolling pin.
My rolling pin.
Execute him, and I will get you back that knife.
I give.
You just gave it to him. If anything, this bake is going to create an insane amount of damage.
Shut up, Dad. Sir, can you...
He hit his own leg.
Could you... I'm sorry, could you phone the school and pretend to be my father and request a pocket knife? Please?
Why does he have the school's number on speed dial? I don't like this.
My name's Samuel, if they ask. It's the kid who had the knife confiscated.
Oh.
Yes, hello, Pizza Village, how can I help?
Shit.
Yeah. Pizza.
Yep, we serve pizza, what do you want?
Wow.
What kind of pizza?
Pop one in for me as well, if you're ordering. I'm hungry.
Very pizza.
So you have plans for today?
No, I do.
Two pizza, your choice.
My choice, okay.
Yeah, send them to me.
Remember me?
Huh?
That's right.
My rolling pin.
Yes, yeah, I took that from you. That's right, that's the noise that it made as it hit your head. Over and over again. It cracked down on your cranium.
One more dong, no dong cam.
No.
No final dong.
This man's making an incredible recovery, Dad. I think you're going to have to start over with him.
You think he's made a recovery? He's in quite a bad state.
When he arrived at the door, he was barely intelligible. Oh, Jesus.
That's a large bump.
Bread.
Put this man out of his misery. Take back the rolling pin.
Yeah, hot pizza.
Stamp it. Stamp it. But if I do, then it gets sent. There's a whole thing.
Here we are again.
And then I have to tell him that I love him, and I'm too scared, and it's just a whole thing. Oh, Eric, I can't send this letter.
You are sending away for a driver's license. You do not have to tell anybody at the DVLA that you love them.
I know, but the thing is...
I don't think you do know, because every time you go to post a letter, you have to think about professing your love to the recipient, and it's not how letters work.
Yeah, but I know Thomas.
You don't know Thomas.
I do know Thomas.
It is impossible.
I've seen him from afar.
That is not knowing someone, Meredith.
I've seen him from afar, and I love him, and I want to get a driver's license, but also to tell him that I love him very much, and I want to be his wife, or girlfriend, or just...
Dan, to be fair.
Okay, here we go. You're pitching in now. Perfect.
I have failed 3 driver's license because Thomas was... He's just such a dreamboat. I'm sorry, I've failed 3 tests because, oh my goodness.
He's so gorgeous.
Good Lord, where
that
does
he... What so on earth handsome. Is so gorgeous about being...
Like everything, like his hair and his eyes and his lips and his ass and his... Mm-hmm. The way he walks and...
Okay. I don't think owning an ass, right, has anything to do with
he's
attractiveness.
The only person I've ever seen work a donkey. Like, this man looks so good when he rides to work.
That man his ass on it. Yeah. I see what you did there. That's very good. That's very good. He looks good. He looks good going to work. Dan, are you jealous?
No, I'm not jealous.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
I'm not jealous at all.
I think you're jealous.
No, I'm not jealous of what's his name again? I've forgotten. Thomas.
Thomas. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Thomas.
Why would I be jealous of Thomas?
It's Tom to friends, but we're not
friends with him.
I really just need you to post this letter. We have a list of things to get done today.
Linda, I think if you did post it,
her name's Meredith. Why do you insist on calling Meredith Linda?
I like being called Linda, Dan. It's what we call, we're special friends, and so we call each other.
If you...
I call her Linda as well.
Linda what? And Linda, yeah.
Why don't you guys call me Linda?
Because your name is Linda.
Well, I'm Dan! You son of a bitch! I'm really
I was trying to let you in on the phone. Dan's
not Linda.
I was trying to let
you
him in.
You can't just Linda me like that. You have to make it proper. I'm going to earn my Linda. Don't pity Linda me.
Well, Meredith, Linda. I'm going to use both to...
Okay, Jessica, Linda.
Because that's not confusing.
Well, I think if you were to tell him... that you loved him. I think, well, he doesn't know you, and there's every chance that once he gets to know you, he could fall in love. I think if anyone could do it, I think it's you. So,
oh, Linda.
I think you go for it. I think you post the letter.
Yes.
Tell him you love him, and who knows what's happened. Maybe.
Look, I kissed it with lipstick on the back.
Oh, holy shit.
That's good.
Yeah.
It's like that's lovely.
Linda, listen.
And he has
please,
to open
Linda.
It.
I'm married to you, Dan.
Oh, God.
You can't call me Linda. Only Linda can call me Linda.
Really? Yeah. I really want to be Linda.
Be Linda.
How does one be Linda? Would Thomas be Linda?
You have to be nice to me for a start.
I am nice to you. I'm supporting you through this crisis of sending a letter for your driver's license because I am not.
But you don't believe that Thomas can fall in love with me.
Yeah. I didn't say I didn't.
And if
that.
Thomas can fall in love with you, maybe if I know he's off the cards, then I could finally finish my driver's test.
I see what you're doing. You.
Yeah, I very plainly laid it out.
You're not a real Linda.
Linda, you're putting yourself down. I think Thomas could fall in love with you.
No.
You're so pretty.
I don't need his love. I just need a driver's license.
Oh.
Yeah. God.
I know, we need someone to drive us somewhere. Because otherwise we can't get out of Dunbracken.
Yeah, and we also can't deliver any of the post.
So. Yeah.
I am not being the only person in this post office that can drive that van. Stamp it.
Hey there, you want a coffee?
At
6:50, thank you.
Put your phone away.
It's just... Hold on. I did want a coffee.
Yeah, I know, but it's 6:50. Is that one coffee kit or two?
That's for a half.
What?
Oh, well, I want a full.
12 pound.
Oh, that's a discount. That's not bad.
Yeah.
Hey, fellas, while I'm over here, could you grab me a flat white? I'll spot you for it.
18 pound.
Put your phone away.
Okay, all right, this is the last one. All right, I'm gonna put away. I don't think it's going to accept the next one anyway. Yeah, sure. I'll just bring it over to him. Here you go.
Hey, thanks, sir.
No problem.
It's a fancy Hoover.
Oh, hold on. Oh, sorry, this is a flat white. I'd ordered a latte. I'll take this one. Thank you.
Oh, hey!
Okay.
That's my latte. Now I have to take a flat white that I didn't even want?
I guess. Yeah, no, it's This is really throwing me a bit for a loop. I mean,
this is wild.
I'm still psyched my car is going to be clean. Yeah, that'll be great.
They're using scarring pads.
See, I wouldn't have thought to do that.
No, no, it's not a good thing. And I'm just now noticing that there's a little kid with a paintbrush. I feel like they're just going to scratch it, and this kid's going to paint it, and he's going to charge us. So we're ahead of this now. We're not getting tricked into, hey, put the scarring pad down.
No!
Well, see, I tried.
Yeah, it's part of the process.
I mean, I feel like they would have told us.
You have an
issue? Extra.
Rudy's my dad.
I don't know Rudy.
I don't know him either, but...
Where'd you buy this car?
Rudy's...
Oh, right. Oh.
He must have been the owner, I guess?
Yeah.
He owns it? Oh, okay.
Does that mean he still owns it? I feel like I own it.
I guess he doesn't have to own it.
But he doesn't own the car anymore.
No.
We're leasing it, right?
Until we pay it off, he technically owns
it. Okay, right. Yeah, no, that makes sense. It's, yeah. It just...
Here's your raspberry white chocolate scone.
Oh.
On the house.
Oh, that's very kind. Thanks, Aaron. Here's your tip.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Oh, see. This is why you're so cynical.
This is weirdly good service.
You're so cynical. It's just what things cost. It's, you know.
Hey, I've taken the liberty to updo your upholstery. Upgraded from a little felt to a little leather. Hope you don't mind. We'll settle things up at the end.
Okay. It's just I am like on a budget.
And that's just a cushion?
Could you maybe just like... running past me beforehand?
Too late. We're already two seats in.
It's fine. Just
I'm halfway through the back seat.
No, I understand it's a process.
And it's connected. It's all one unit, basically.
I understand it's a process and you can't stop it, but just before you start another process, could you notify me?
Oh, well, I can do it for my own stuff, but I'm not the only kid working on this.
Well,
so we have to go through every kid? Wait, how many of you are there?
Hello.
So two.
Okay, all right.
Okay, there's one other.
Did you hear me say that I'm working on a budget? And if you're starting a process, could you please tell me beforehand?
Yeah, but that was after I started my process.
Okay, but just... it's fine if you're finishing the current process. Just don't start
okay,
an additional
one.
Okay,
but it's not the upholstery. I'm putting the spoiler on the back of your car.
Oh, that's sick.
That looks pretty cool. Yeah.
Oh, man. I was just psyched about it being clean. This is...
Yeah, this is... Oh. I'm confused as how to... I think I'm annoyed, but they're really winning me over here. This is... it's good service. I mean,
it's good service.
They're definitely stealing from us, but this is good service.
Hey, I'm an entrepreneur. You can't argue with that. And if you do argue with it, I'm going to phone my dad, Rudy.
I get it. I mean, it's like this passive income thing, and I feel like I am...
No, that's not going to work. Your cousin's a little scammer. These are general artists.
No, I don't think you understand. You lose money initially, but then for the rest of your... It's like a pension you're cashing immediately.
If it's a good audiobook,
I mean,
sure.
That's how I paid for it. I
what
cashed
audiobook
my pension.
Is it? By any chance, was it your uncle's audiobook?
No.
Memoirs of a Drunken Saint? What is that even... What? I'm pretty sure it's a porno.
Oh, I couldn't afford that. It's mostly instruction manuals for kettles.
Memoirs of a Drunken Saint was... Wow, I pegged that wrong.
No. Sorry, I couldn't afford the memoirs.
Right.
The audiobooks I own and get a passive income from are the instruction manuals for kettles.
So whenever anyone needs to work out how to use their kettle, they come to you?
Yes.
Is it one brand or all brands? Did you get
them
all?
It's a number of brands.
Okay, well,
you see? You
maybe,
see?
Okay. Maybe I'm too...
I've had two views on Spotify already.
Am I too judgmental? I mean, these kids
I think
are...
you're protective. Like old-fashioned. You know, my dad was like that.
Yeah.
9-to-5 job. Just pay with the cash, you know. Don't borrow money.
Meredith, post your letter right now. Stamp it and post it.
You get your license before Thomas arrived on the scene, so it's easy for you to say.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, do
if
you know what?
If you had been taught by Thomas...
Let's bring Thomas in here. Just send him a letter and get him in this post office so I can see him and
text him because his sister gave
his
me his number.
That's so nice. I'm so excited
for
you.
So this whole time...
Rachel
so
said...
she approves. She
Rachel,
basically approves. You
basically,
might as well.
She basically approves. Like, Linda, oh my God.
Oh, hang on, Jessica. This whole time, Meredith had Tom's number and didn't tell
me. Yeah, but I was too scared.
Honestly, a letter's so cute.
Exactly.
It's
I thought
adorable.
It was cute. It's got a kiss in the back.
Yeah, because he has to open her kiss.
And it says S-W-A-L-K. Do you know what that stands for, Linda?
S-W.
Sealed with a loving kiss.
Wow.
I know. So I should just text him. Hey, Tom, where are you at?
Oh, shit.
X. Bing. Oh, I did it.
Good for you.
Oh, my God. Linda,
oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
this my god. Very okay, exciting. Dot 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 dot. Stop dots.
No dots?
Yeah. But he's read it.
Just don't look at your phone. Just don't look at your phone. That's very quick to
Right, you take my phone.
Okay.
Well, don't you look at it. Give me the phone.
Yeah, no, I'm just a bit... Oh,
give me the phone.
I was going to watch it.
Dan!
God's sake.
What if he texts back?
I will tell you. The phone's on
will
vibrate.
You?
Yes,
Why will you tell me you have my phone?
Because when the phone vibrates, I will look and see who's texted you and
what
then
if,
be like...
What if your mother needs to contact you? Oh, God, give her back the
yes.
phone. Give
oh,
her
my
back
gosh.
The phone.
I'm not talking to your mother. I should take the phone.
Yeah. She doesn't like you.
Hang on. You have avoided sending away for your driver's license yet again. I am not being the only one to drive the van. Send it away.
But what if... What if... What if...
No. Send.
Oh, my God. He's texting. He's dot, 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 dot.
That is so hot.
Do you know what? Tom works in the butchers. I'm leaving to work in the butchers. I'm going to work with Tom. And I'm going to tell him that Linda and Linda are both psychopaths.
Thank you.
Great.
And that he's never to talk to them. And he might just leave them, Bracken.
Fine. Well, we will run the post office. And we will send whatever letters we want. And maybe none of yours.
Yeah, well, they won't
if you
get
want to
very
send a
far
letter,
because neither of you can drive the bloody van.
We can cycle.
I can cycle.
Can you can cycle? You can ride a bike.
You can ride a bike.
You can ride a bike.
I've been
and
going
there's
to
a donkey.
The gym.
Yep. You can get the bar the donkey of Tom.
Yeah. Oh, then we have
you can't
have
speak
to
Tom. How are you going
to
borrow his donkey?
We'd have to talk to him then.
He said fuck off.
Oh.
What?
Rude.
I'm definitely not sending that letter.
Oh.
I don't think you...
You don't think I should?
I don't think he deserves that.
I don't think he should. I should.
No.
I don't think I should drive ever.
Oh, hey, don't be sad.
I don't think you should, Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
Hey.
You're such
a
supportive friend, Linda.
Hey, look. This will tear us up.
What?
Here comes the milkman, and we all know we like to shit on him because his job is stupid.
What a plunker.
Yeah.
Hi, it's a Pizza Village here.
How did you cut this pizza?
How
did you cut this pizza?
He's asking what implement you used to cut the pizza.
I know nobody.
Oh, I know you. Oh, I know you.
You know me.
I know you. Because of you, we can't cut the pizzas anymore.
That's right. I was making sure that they still have implemented that change.
You're going to have to tear it. It's 26 pounds.
I'm going to have to tear it for our baker friend as well. I don't think he's got the capabilities. Paying for it.
I don't buy.
I'm 16.
If
I don't have any income.
16 year old spy pizza.
Yeah, and if you had a knife,
there's
you
no
could just
age
take
restriction.
It off him.
All
our dough is pre-made.
Oh.
Just unfreeze it.
You want to talk principal?
I'm going to have to return these pizzas.
Oh.
No.
Impressive.
No, I do me.
Me?
Yeah.
Do you have anything else that you plan to be at today?
Yeah.
But now's a good time?
Yeah. My son cried you.
What?
My son cried you.
Oh.
Yeah.
We can always do it after the graduation.
You don't need to see
me. Hey, you seem like a really good dad.
Yeah, I try.
Yeah. Some dads try, but they kind of force their kid in the...
I'm not proud of you, because what you said hurt my feelings. Maybe you're stronger without the blade. Maybe it is the words that make you.
Dad, none of this would have ever happened if you just phoned the school when I asked you to.
You had to learn.
But I still don't have a knife.
Go get it with the rolling pin.
Hi there, I'm Dale Wondrop, and I am an officially licensed personal trainer. I've got it official. I have a certificate. Level 2. I'm here for you to be the best you that you could possibly be. I'm the best around and create truly unique personal training routines for each and every individual customer. I will work with you to give you a thoroughly unique routine tailored to your specific needs. Do you want to lose weight? Dill can help. Do you want to put on muscle mass? Dill can help. Do you want to ruin your father's life after he stole your best friend away from you? Dill can help. Dill puts the personal in personal trainer. A lot of other personal trainers focus on the trainer aspect, but I will provide you with an incredibly personal touch. I will live in your house, getting to know you on a base level, studying your habits to remove anything that is stopping you from achieving your goals. You won't even know I'm there, but everyone in your life will, after they see the complete change you've made in your life, and also the fact that I'm constantly there everywhere you are, around you, but never saying words. In just 2 short months, I will have embedded myself so deep into your home and life that I will have transformed you from a loserless zero into the proud owner of your father's entire crew with an incredibly potent routine that involves me being your best friend. I'm Dill Wildrop, and I'm the best personal trainer because I'm the best person that can train you for life, because I can provide me. And I'm the only one who can provide me for you. Dill One Drop, your new personal best friend. I mean, trainer. New personal trainer. That's me. I'm recording this in someone's walls.
Hey, fellas! Sorry, this one wasn't a project. It was a bit of an accident. Sylvia disconnected the engine.
Oh my god, I thought you were going to say you scratched it. Jesus Christ.
Can he reconnect it?
Sylvia,
no,
can you...
No, definitely not.
I'm going to ask for a discount if you disconnect the engine.
Don't worry.
Okay, it's just...
Pilly over there. He can fix you.
Okay, we'll be driving away from this.
Yeah. Man.
Okay.
No guarantees, but...
No guarantees in life. I get it.
Okay, so you push the car over to Sylvia.
You can drive away because my dad sells used cars. Do you want me to phone my dad?
No, don't phone Rudy.
I can save you as another Peugeot.
Don't. I really thought we were just going to get a paint job on it, but now they've taken out the engine. Okay, so I guess we're going to push this around the corner of the bridge.
It's,
okay.
It's just the surface is so rough after the Skrilla pad. I am cutting my hand on this.
God, okay.
It's okay.
Did you take the handbrake off?
They still have the key.
God damn it. Okay.
It's in the state it's in.
Okay, well, we'll keep it here. Maybe he can come to us.
Yeah. You come to us?
Sylvia's not working today.
Oh.
What? He said he was over there.
That's just his workstation.
Yeah, I get it. Okay. I guess we're going to have to call Rudy.
Do you guys want me to get my dad on the phone?
I mean, I think we're at that stage, aren't we?
Yeah. I'm back around to... protective again.
Yeah,
this has turned out poorly for us.
Well, no, hold on. It's a process. You don't need to be negative. The car...
I know it's a process.
The car will be painted.
The car isn't going to be...
The car will be clean.
The car isn't passive income.
Is it?
No, it's not. It's okay. Depreciating in value every time.
No, I understand that. I would just like it to be clean.
I hope it's clean, but I have not heard one Hoover yet, so...
They said they would take an hour and a half. They've barely started.
They did 45 minutes. Why are you allowing them more time?
The valet increased the time. Sorry, I should have asked at the start. Where are you fellas headed to?
Very, on a date night.
Yeah. I would have loved to turn up with a clean car. I feel like that would have been a great first impression.
Yeah.
Driving him to his date night?
No, we both got a date at the same place. It was...
Double date.
Double date.
How do you not know it's the same person that you're going on a date with? How do you know that person hasn't set you both up? Sorry, this isn't really my domain. I'm just kind of curious as to the dynamic you guys have now.
Oh, no, it was my mom set it up, so...
I don't think she would do us like that.
I don't think she would do us like that.
Although, she did... When I asked about it, she did turn her baseball cap backwards now that I think about it.
That's
and
true.
We both... We did both I didn't pay know. For her dating services to get us set.
Yeah.
It might be the same person, though.
It might be the same person. Maybe.
But I would still like to impress her with a clean car.
Yeah.
Well, I can phone my dad.
Fine.
What does he do? Clean cars now?
He does working cars. Does your car work?
Got us.
I mean, will it?
I don't know. I don't fix it. I just clean it.
Sylvia's
okay.
not here
no,
today,
no, sorry,
so
I'm
we
sorry,
can't
that's
get
a
an
different
engine.
Guy. I hate that when people at work go to me and ask
you,
me about
something.
Don't
have the...
Yeah, call Rudy. Call Rudy. I
could... What else are we going to do? We could get a taxi.
Hey, you want to get a taxi? I know a guy.
Oh, great.
Here's his number.
Yeah, this is Grant. I'm going to put it on speaker just for...
Yeah, no, that's
so great. We can both... Hello?
Hello?
Hey, are you... I can't read what this says, but are you a taxi? You do taxis? A kid gave me a card. We need a ride.
Yeah, we're talking to... Rudy's kid gave us your number.
I'm out of the getaway driver game. I don't do that anymore. I don't know who gave you this number.
Oh, no, it was a...
Are you guys the police?
No, it's Rudy's kid. Rudy's kid gave it.
Rudy, do you know Rudy? Rudy's kid?
Rudy. Bunch of kids. We used to do heists together.
Nice. We don't need it. Unless the date goes terribly.
Can you put on me for a second?
Sorry, yeah.
I'm worried that our date's going to be impressed by him if he's a heist.
Good call.
Because I haven't done any heists.
We'll ask him not to come in.
But he'll be driving us.
Oh, yeah. We're picking them up from their house, aren't we?
Yeah. I mean, you say that. I think it's just one person at this point.
You either give one address. We both gave the same address. We were like, huh, convenient.
I don't want to be cynical, but I think we've been fooled.
Oh, this is my day of being less protective. Oh, damn it. Would my mom really do that for us? Hey, do you think...
I've given it some thought and I do it.
Okay, that's fine. Please come collect us.
Okay,
I missed this a little bit. Where are we going? What's the plan?
It's
hearts?
Oh.
Is that too...
Yeah.
Oh, I don't dabble in the black market.
Oh, no. We're on a we're going on a date with potentially two very adequately resourced...
Now, okay.
For our station people.
Your car. Is it clean?
No, I don't have my car anymore. That's evidence.
What were you going to pick us up in?
You phoned me.
Oh, I see what's happened. I could ring my mum.
I don't think we can afford her.
Back to Dunbracken is created, produced, and edited by Colmuth McVeigh. For more information on the podcast, you can follow us at DunbrackenPod on Instagram. This episode featured Patrick Meyer, Laura Conlon, Jared Donnelly, Gemma Burnett, and Owen Heading. The opening and closing music was created by Connor Mallon, and you can check out his entire album, Unearthed, on Spotify now. Thank you for listening. We look forward to welcoming you back to Dunbracken very soon.